Jesus, oh, we give you all the glory, oh, wonderful Lord. Oh, thank you for this evening also tonight. Another Friday, which the Lord has appointed with us to come to his presence and to roll before him all our petitions, our needs, and our requests. He knows every one of them. Amen. And we believe as we come with faith. Amen. We come with that expectation. Amen. That surely he is going to meet each and every one. Amen. According to his riches in glory. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated for a while? Let us just look at it's because tonight is a prayer meeting. So the only request probably I have here is from our precious brother Wilmore. It's very sad news. He said, please remember my family back home in Zimbabwe. My auntie passed away to cancer yesterday. Oh, that evil. Amen. She was very young, and today morning, a young cousin brother threw himself into the dam after argument with wife. My. They found his body a few minutes ago, and my dad is quite distraught at these developments. Brethren, you know, we serve a living God. And he knows how at times we have to go through valleys. We have to go through real stormy weathers. At times also he puts us on a plane to move freely. But all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. So we shall remember Brother Wimo's family. It's a real serious issue. Amen. The auntie passing away, and then his young cousin, see, just because of argument between himself and the wife, just threw himself into a dam. And they've just now found the body. We will remember the family in prayer tonight. Amen. And then I believe that every one of us here also has a request. Amen. On his or her heart. Amen. A need that he wants to place before God. The assurance is that he said before even they speak, I have already heard. And as even you are yet praying, I will answer. Amen. Amen. So that's our consolation, that tonight the Lord knows everyone, your need, and he's going to meet each and everyone according to his riches in glory. So it's a privilege for us, Fridays like this, to be in his presence. Amen. To lay all our petitions before him. Shall we stand and let's read the word? Tonight, we have a subject, faith has no limit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Faith has no limit. So, if you can go as far, well, see, go to, there's no limit, there's no end to it. So let your faith go as far as you could to claim whatever is on your heart this night. Amen. So we shall read our first scripture from 1 Peter 2, 9 to 11. And see how we can build something out of this scripture. And then the second reading will be Hebrews 11, verse 1. So let us first go to the first reading, 1 Peter 2, reading from verse 9. You got to know who you are tonight. Amen. And then what the Lord also expects from you. Amen. Let's hear the word. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God. Amen. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, amen, 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 which war against the soul.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And our second reading, Hebrews 11, 1. Yes, faith. Faith has no limit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen. Let us all pray and commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, O God, we just come to you this evening, Lord. Father,
precious Savior, even these words, that Lord, Father, bring us, Lord, Father, to that place of prayer, O God. Father, O God, Father, to think and even consider, Lord, two portions of Scripture that were read, O God. Father, how vital they are to our lives, O God. Lord, Father, we can cling and hold to them, O God. Lord, Father, they would, Lord, Father, bring us even into that holy presence, O God, where, Lord, Father, we can boldly say we are a peculiar people, a royal people, a holy generation, Father, called out from various places, O God, Father, but not called today, called, Father, long before this earth was, O God. Father, Lord, and we are glad and we are grateful. We are truly, Lord, Father, O God, Lord, Savior, grateful to be a part, even of, Lord, Father, this family, Lord, this holy people, Lord, this holy generation, O God. Father, knowing indeed, Lord, that, Father, O precious Savior, Father, you desire, O God, that we be a people filled with faith, a people, Lord, Father, that would be, Lord, Father, just like, Lord, Father, your Son, O precious Savior, Abraham, Lord, Father, Elijah, a man of prayer, a man of faith, that, Lord, when he prayed, the prayer of faith, Lord, it ceased to rain for, Lord, Father, a portion of time. And another prayer, Lord, brings that rain back, O God. O Father, precious Savior, though he was a man of like passions, but, Lord, Father, he had such a relationship with thee. That is what we aspire to be, O God. Father, we want the faith of Elijah. We want the faith, O God, that draws us into that presence, that, Lord, brings us, Lord, from the cares of this life, Lord Savior. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, we have this place that we can, Lord, Father, come and connect with thee, even upon a night such as this, O God. Lord, we can come and lift, Lord, Father, our flames together, Lord, Father, and bring ourselves, Lord, Father, in that holy presence, O God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord, Father, for an open vision, O God. We thank you, O God, for ministry, O God. We thank you, O God, for Lord, precious Savior, brethren of like precious faith. Keep us now, O God. Sustain us. Speak to us, my Father, I pray. Even upon this time, Lord. Lord, we desire.
O sweet Spirit, O sweet Spirit, for my soul, oh, my rest is complete. Oh, while I sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Let's sing it once again. Oh, sweep over my soul. Oh, that's my prayer tonight, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit sweep over me now. Oh, even as I sit at your feet tonight. Oh, let your word now, God, oh, come to inspire me, to lift me up, Lord. Oh, yes. That's my prayer, Lord. As I sit at your feet now, sweep now. So, amen. Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, as we come to you tonight, Lord, we are coming to seek the Lord Jesus. Amen. Through your word of God. Oh, you inspire us, Lord, tonight. Amen. That you give us words of utterances, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know my needs, Lord. You know my petitions, Lord. Oh, Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, help me, O God. The Lord, whatever I will say, Lord Jesus, amen, it will be according to your purpose and your will for me, O Lord. Oh, Father, tonight, you said faith has no limit. Oh, Father, I want to move even, O Lord, further and further. tonight with all my requests and my petitions, Lord. That, Father, at the end of it, oh God, oh Lord, I will have the consolation that of the truth. You have heard my prayer tonight. As Lord, we surrender all to you now, your servant, Lord Jesus. It has to take you, Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord, to come, take his place and speak to us, oh God. So, Lord Jesus, take your place now as we sit at your feet. Let your Holy Spirit truly sweep over us, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated, brethren? God, Richie, bless you. I left my second eye home. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, I believe the scripture we've just read, the two scriptures we've read, they are quite self-explanatory. Amen. Amen. We read that we are a chosen people, a chosen generation, amen, and a royal priesthood, amen, a holy nation, amen, a peculiar people. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And the scripture we read, it showed us again where we had come from or where we were. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why God showing us where we were before? It is there, still there in the word. Amen. So that we will be able to appreciate what he has done for us. Amen. So that we will show forth praises unto him that has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into, oh, the marvelous light of his. Amen. That's the scripture we read. Said you are a chosen generation. But before you were chosen, he took you from some place. Amen. And then he shows you that even at time past, you were without even mercy. You were without mercy. But now you have obtained mercy. In time past, you were not even a people. But today, he said, now you are the people of God. Oh, praise the Lord. God showing us what he has done for us. That's why it says, ye are peculiar that ye should show forth praises unto him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. 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 Oh, brethren, our precious brother David could not put it any better. When he wrote in Psalm 40, verse 2, Psalm 40, verse 2, he said, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit. My. He said, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Oh, praise the Lord. See, the way how David, looking back where he was picked from, so that he could what? Show appreciation and show forth praises unto him that has what? Delivered him from the power of darkness. Amen. Oh, brethren, we must always remember where we were and where we are now, so that we'll be able to show forth those praises. Be gratitude to the Lord who had what? Done such a wonderful thing. Amen. Amen. In our lives. Amen. Out of all the nations in the world, God chose one nation, Israel.
Amen.
Amen. And out of this nation, Israel, there were 12 tribes. And out of these 12 tribes, God chose one tribe, Judah. Praise the Lord. And out of this tribe, Judah, there were many families. And God chose one family, Jesse. Praise the Lord. And out of this family, Jesse, God chose one man to be a king. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you see yourself in that same situation? Praise the Lord. Look at where it started from. But it all was leading to only one man whom God himself testified, I found David, the son of Jesse. Amen. A man after mine own heart, we shall fulfill all my will. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, that's you. That's you. Where you had come from. Consider. Brother Faithful.
Amen.
You are from Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
Just look how just descended your forefathers. Still there, you are seated here.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
But brethren, I want us to look at the verse 11 very closely. Put it on the board for us, verse 11 of 2 Peter 2. It said, dearly beloved.
Amen.
Oh, my. You see, sometimes some salutations alone,
hallelujah,
see, must humble you.
Amen.
To swallow everything that follows.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes, sir. Dearly beloved. Just a salutation.
Amen.
It's what? It humbles you.
Amen.
For you to swallow anything that follows.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims.
Amen.
My brother, that's what we are.
Amen.
Strangers and pilgrims.
Amen.
We are not settlers here. We are passing through. So I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts, which war against the soul.
Amen.
My brother, see the way how you have been addressed.
Amen.
And what the Lord is expecting from you.
Amen.
Amen. You know, that lust, the lust of the eye, that was the sin that brought what? Death onto the whole world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we go to just listen to what the Lord is telling us.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Brother Eli has been stressing on this issue about flesh warring against what? Our souls. When he quoted Paul, Apostle Paul. See, Apostle Paul himself said, I find it what? A law. That when I would do good, evil is present with me. Praise the Lord. So it is what? There is that spirit. Because of this flesh, we are always at war. There is something that is fighting against your soul, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we have, as you are seated, we have what? Strength and we have weakness. We have strength and we have weakness. Amen. We have strength because you have a measure of the image of God in you. Praise the Lord. That's the sixth sense, faith. And then you have weakness because of this earthly body with the five senses. But you are what you are depending upon whom you feed most. Praise the Lord. Your strength and your weakness. You are which one? It depends on which one you feed most.
Amen.
So, if we will listen to what the Lord is saying, we must abstain from fleshy what lust, the weakness side. Let's what? Forget about him and feed only the other one, faith. Because faith is the food of the inner man. Praise the Lord. Faith is the food of the inner man. So we are supposed to always feed that inner man. Oh, faith. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, Pastor Andrew preached a certain message. Awakening of the sixth sense. If you remember. Awakening of the sixth sense. Tonight, that's what we're going to do. Praise the Lord. We have to awaken the sixth sense, faith. We're going to stir up faith tonight. Because God has made us to understand that faith is without what? It's without it's limitless. We've got to stir it up tonight. Because many things that are not able to come our way. It's all because our faith. See, the weakness, it looks as if the weakness about, even if it's 40%, but it's not good. And your strength is 60. No, sir!
Amen.
Amen. Even 37, 10. No, sir!
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
It's 80, 20 good. 90-10, God bless you.
Amen.
We want 100% so that we kill every weakness that is in our lives.
Amen.
And all the time we need to what? Feed. Oh, that inner man.
Amen.
All his food is what? Faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So tonight, my brother, don't allow anything to bog you. Don't allow anything to bog you down. Just rise up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't allow anything to what? Be upon yourself. Forget about it.
Amen.
And concentrate on him tonight, my brother.
Amen.
Amen. You see, we do things in the natural so well, but we cannot translate it into the spiritual.
Amen.
My brother, as you are walking, would you like to fall down? No, but by mistake you fall.
True.
You do what? Do you remain there?
No.
You wake up and you clean yourself and move on.
Amen.
Why can't we translate that into what? Into the spiritual.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's not your intention to what? To fall down.
Amen.
But you have fallen down. Do you remain there? No, you wake up and clean your body and begin to walk, go on. Or you are going somewhere. Going, and then you see that, you are on the road, the wrong way. The place where you are going is rather at the back. What do you do? Do you still continue to go? You turn and begin to go to where you want to go. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you know that in scripture? It's Jeremiah 8:4. I think so. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? You fall, you come up.
Amen.
And clean yourself and move on.
Amen.
If you are on the wrong direction, I've had that experience before. At O'Connell Street here, I came in into the main street one day and I was going to a place. Then I stood, I said, where? Then I started going. Then after a while, I could see that no, the last time I came, no, the left and right, no. I had to what? Turn and go back to what? Where I could find a place where I was going. We must translate that into what? Into the spiritual. Because you know that you are on the wrong path. Why do you still continue to go? Why don't you turn around and come back, my brother? Oh, yes, my brother, my sister. That's the way we got to go. In the spiritual also. Amen. Now, tonight, as we have already known the subject, faith has no limit.
Amen.
Amen. You remember there was a pool by the market in Jerusalem. You all know that. Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that waters of that pool is what stayed in the season. And the one who enters in first, you are healed of your ailments or whatever sickness that you have. Amen. But praise be to God. You see, we have another fountain now. We have another fountain now. And that fountain is filled with the blood of a certain man. It has been drawn out from the veins of a certain man. My brother, my sister, that's what we have. And that pool, that fountain, which is filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, my brother, it has no limit.
Amen.
Amen. It is not, not like what? The pool of Bethesda.
Hallelujah.
Which is meant for only one person in the season.
Amen.
But this pool we are talking about, my brother, it is whosoever will. Whosoever, as many, all of us here, we can plunge ourselves into it.
Amen.
And we lose all guilty stains. That's the pool we want to plunge ourselves into tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes. It is whosoever, as many as whosoever, you lose every guilty stain. It washes sins away. It saves to sin no more.
Amen.
Amen. We have been singing that song all the time. So, my brother, tonight we are going to plunge ourselves into that fountain. Amen. How many will dip inside? Oh, God, richly bless you, brother. So, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And then when you read the third verse of that chapter 11 of Hebrews, is a true faith. We understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God.
Amen.
So that things which are seen were not made of things do appear. My brother, you see, something. See, faith is something that, as he said, it's a substance of things hoped for. So you got to hope for what? Something tonight.
Amen.
Something, hope for something tonight against your petition tonight.
Amen.
There is no limit. No limitation, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, faith has no limit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You remember Jesus was encouraging his disciples one time.
He said, "Verily I say unto you," that's Matthew 17:20. He said, "Verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. It shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Amen. Amen. See? Faith as a grain of mustard seed. See, the prophet said, that's the absolute faith. And what is absolute faith? He said, faith without what? Doubts. Faith without unbelief. Amen. Becomes an absolute faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because there's nothing that what? Is hindering it. That's the way how we got to. You see, the word is bringing us, encouraging us to bring us to a place tonight that when we get down on our knees to pray tonight, my brother, look, don't allow anything. Don't allow Mr. Doubt and Uncle Unbelief to come close to what? Your faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. The prophet said in the message book, Perseverance, Jeffersonville, 1962, he said, you know, he spoke one time of the seed of mustard seed. Amen. Amen. He said, mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. And there is in the earth today, that's the smallest seed that there is in the earth today. But what is it? It will not mix with nothing. Mustard seed won't mix with any other. Mustard is mustard. And it remains what? Mustard. Amen. Amen. And when a man takes a word of God, no matter how little that faith is, Amen. If you won't mix with any unbelief, Amen. It will bring him out onto the light. Amen. Tonight, that's how. See, we are bringing all these scriptures so that it's to build us into our prayer tonight, my brother. Amen. And let's take one more inspiration. This one coming from Elisha. Amen. Amen. Let's take one more inspiration from Elisha also. You know, one time Elijah, when he was about to go, he asked Elisha a question. Mm-hmm. Let us read. He said, Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. My brother, that question comes to you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ask what I shall do for thee tonight. Amen. It's yours. It's mine. Ask what I shall do for you tonight before I'm taken away. Elisha saw that this is what? A great opportunity. A privilege has presented himself. Amen. And he was not going to allow that privilege to pass away. Amen. Because he may not be able to receive that same situation anymore. My brother, my sister, that's where we are tonight. When you have been asked tonight to ask what you will, what you want. Amen. And Elisha said, oh, praise be to God. He said, I pray thee. Oh, praise the Lord. I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Wait, serious. Amen. Double portion. You know, see, maybe Satan just came and whispered, said, do you know what you are asking? Do you know what you are asking?
Exactly.
You want double portion of the prophets?
Oh, yes.
Power?
Yes.
Say, yes! God behind me! My brother, my sister, when you get down your knees tonight and he comes and whisper, are you sure? Say, hey, get down, you. Get out, get out! Amen. What I've said, that's where I stand. I'm not withdrawing anything. Tonight, let it be so. And then listen to what the prophet said. He said, notice, he said, ask me what you will now, and I'll give it to you. The prophet said, watch. He wasn't afraid to ask.
Amen.
Take notice of that. He wasn't afraid to ask.
Amen.
So he said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Mm-hmm. And the prophet said, amen.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, ask abundantly tonight. Ask abundantly tonight. Ask for the great things.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Believe for the great things tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Elijah said, a double portion of your spirit. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he said, Elijah said, you've asked a hard thing. Tonight, my brother, ask a hard thing tonight.
Amen.
You've asked a hard thing.
Amen.
But nevertheless, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you see me when I go, you will have it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And then listen to what the prophet said. The prophet said, oh my, I tell you, he had one single thought, and that one single thought is just the double portion, and that's all. Amen. That prophet didn't get out of his what? Of his view. Now listen, he said, he stayed right with him, watching him. Tonight, my brother, whatever you say, stay right with it. Stay right with it. Don't let any doubts shake you off of what you will say tonight through your prayer. Stay with it. Whatever you say, stay with it. Go home, stay with it. Tomorrow, stay with it. With great expectation. My brother, my sister, he whom had promised is faithful.
Amen.
Oh, yes. So, brethren, that's where we have come tonight.
Amen.
With all this inspiration coming from the Word of God, brethren, we believe the Lord. He is here tonight to answer every request, every petition that will come to him tonight through prayer.
Amen.
With faith, he will answer.
Amen.
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 Yes, the prophet said the pool of Bethesda, the healing was limited to only one person in the season. But praise be to God.
Amen.
That tonight, the power of healing, the power of healing and deliverance, breaking of fetters and restoration is not limited.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. It's not limited.
Amen.
So, brethren, he said, the prophet said, Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
What a privilege we have to step into the waters of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, that fountain. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, what a privilege we have to step into the waters of the Holy Spirit tonight.
Amen.
To receive healing and solutions.
Amen.
to our requests. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, as the musicians come, we will sing that song. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And as you sing, you said you are going to plunge into it tonight. My brother, my sister, plunge yourself into it. And you will lose all guilty stains. And you will receive also what your desires are tonight. Oh, yes. And my brother, after that, you add Master of the Wind. Then we will get ourselves into prayer. Amen. And after it all, our pastor will come and close us with the word. Amen. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Oh, faith has no limit tonight.
Thank you. while the waters have been troubled. You know, the preaching of the word has troubled the waters. We can feel the anointing that's upon the water. Now it's our opportunity to step in and to get whatever it is that we desire. Now we come to him. We can feel this virtue in his garment. It's good for us just to reach forth and touch him now and to receive whatever it is that he stirred up our hearts to believe. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, let's bring it before the Lord. Oh, Father, what a blessing that it is to come unto thee. What a
blessing that it is. Provocation that was given unto us, Lord, by the Lord, to just reach out unto thee even upon this night, Lord Father, and plunge in, Lord Father, oh God, to those, Lord Father, waters that cleanse and purge us clean, oh God. Father, Lord, that renew, Lord Savior, Father, our Lord strength and vows with thee, oh God, and give unto us, Lord Savior, oh God, just, Lord, a resuscitation, oh God, from Lord Father, oh precious Savior, the day, and oh Father, Lord Savior, it's Lord Savior, Father, issues, oh God. Father, we come before thee, Lord, even upon this time. Father, thanking thee, oh God. Lord, I was, Lord Savior, blessed even upon this night by the word. Father, Lord, I was lifted, Lord. My soul was magnified. And Lord Savior, how, oh God, Lord Savior, Father, we think, Lord, precious Savior, just like Elisha, Lord, when he requested a double portion, even of, Lord, Father, that strength, oh God. Oh, Father, we would pray likewise, oh God, that, Lord, let, Lord, that double portion rest even upon each and every one of us, even upon this night. Father, to think what sort of portion, Lord, those that were in the upper room, Lord, precious Savior, them 120, Lord. Oh, Father, what portion did they receive, oh God? Lord, that is what we want, Lord, that satisfying portion, the portion of Christ, oh God. Oh, Father, even as so, Father, was preached, Lord, by our pastor. Lord, Father, Lord, Savior, Father, about the mind of Christ. That is what we want, Lord. We want, Lord, Savior, a wholesome portion, a portion that would drive us, Lord. Father, oh, precious Savior, Father, even at Lord, Savior, against, Lord, Savior, the flow and against, Lord, Savior, whatever, Lord, circumstances we would face. Lord, we want, Lord, Savior, a portion enough, Lord, Father, to be able to accomplish, Lord, Father, your will and purpose, Lord, not only amidst our lives, but, Lord, Father, even amidst our lives, Lord, Father, those that thou hast given unto us, Lord, our families, Lord, and, Lord, Father, oh, God, the kindred, Lord, even of thine flock, Lord, oh, God, give us your grace, give us your mercy, Lord, Savior, and let us, Lord, Savior, just look, Lord, Father, gladly unto thee, even upon this time, Lord, Savior. For Lord, Father, you, Lord, Savior, once more stretched out your arms. Lord, you've spread, Lord, Father, oh, the blanket over us, even upon this night. Lord, and you've invited us, Lord, Savior, Father, to come, Lord, Savior, oh, as we are, to come, Lord, Savior, unto thee, even upon this time, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, that invitation, Lord, that is always there when we hear your word, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, it's inviting us, Lord, to come up higher, Lord, Savior, Father, to come to that place. Oh, Father, where, Lord, Savior, the weary soul can find rest. Where, Lord, Savior, the low, Father, soul can, Lord, Savior, be exalted, Lord. Where, Lord, Savior, the brother of low degree may be lifted up, Lord, Savior. Where the sister, Lord, Savior, oh, Father, that has been defeated by the enemy, Lord, can be raised up higher. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, Savior, for what an invitation, Lord, that, Lord, Savior, we hear and see, even upon, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, service to service, oh God. Lord, you are calling, Lord, Savior, us, Lord, Savior, to rise from glory unto glory. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, Savior, that, Lord, we, oh, Father, when, Lord, Savior, our prayer before was, Lord, that you not pass us by, but you've passed, Lord, and you've ministered, Lord. Father, you've given unto us, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, our portion, Lord. Now, Lord, Savior, Father, oh, the blood is within our hands, Lord. The fall is within our court, Lord, Savior, to play and act out our parts that thou would desire. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. Bless our brother, Lord, Savior. Restore virtue unto him, Lord, Savior. Give him, Lord, Savior, that, Lord, he may minister again, Father, in due course, oh God. And bless us, even as thy church, Lord, that these words that have been ministered, Lord, that came, Lord, Savior, from, Lord, oh God, sincere heart, Lord, Savior, may they meet with us, Lord, in our time of need, Lord, Savior, we pray. Even upon this day, Lord, Savior.
Bless our brother, Lord Savior, Lord. Our brothers that have led us, Lord. Father, in worship, Lord. Bless them as well. Give them your grace, Lord. Give them your mercy, Lord Savior God. Oh God, just be gracious, Lord. And just raise us, Lord Savior. Oh Father, Lord Savior, that grace, Lord. Where we can be, Lord Savior. Oh Father, the people that we are called to be, Lord Savior God. Father, we are grateful. Thinking of them online, Lord Savior. Wherever they be, Lord Savior. The word has, Lord Savior, gone forth, Lord. And Lord Savior, oh Father, let it not, Lord Savior, fail. Oh Father, to accomplish, Lord, its purpose, Lord Savior. That, Lord Savior, every seed that has been sown, Lord Savior, may bring forth of its kind, oh God. Oh, and we know that, Lord Savior, it will bring forth, oh, fruits of repentance, oh God. And will bring forth, Lord, love, joy, temperance, Lord. And will bring, Lord Savior, forth unity, Lord Savior. Amidst your people, Lord Savior God. Father, be gracious, oh God. Hear us, Lord Savior, we pray. Lead us, my God, we ask, even upon this time. Oh Lord, mighty Savior, Lord, we are here. Father, even in that place, that Lord, Father, you've invited us to, Lord Savior. When you, Lord Savior, called us to come and sit at your table, Lord Savior, or to be, Lord Savior, divine, Lord Savior, partakers of this, or divine nature, Lord Savior. Father, we thank you, Lord Savior, for an invitation that has opened the gate. And as we come, Lord Savior, as our brother, Lord, has said, Lord, that, Lord, we should ask, Lord, and not ask in fear, but ask in faith, O God. Lord, and we bring, Lord Savior, before Thee, that prayer of faith, Lord, believing, Lord Savior, that, Lord, as You have ministered, Lord, and as we have prayed, we believe, Lord Savior, God. Oh, good things will come to pass. Oh, we be lifted up again. Oh, Father, we will be reunited, Lord Savior, with our Creator, Lord Savior, in fellowship, Lord Savior, God. That is what we want, Lord Savior. Oh, just, Lord Savior, to enter, Lord Savior, in that, Lord Savior, love, veil, deep, Lord Savior, and just stay within there, shut in with Thee, O God. Oh, Father, from the cares of this life, Lord. Oh, locked in with Thee, O God. Feeding, Lord Savior, and that Shekinah we ask even upon this time. Savior, we are thankful. Savior, we are grateful, O God, for your presence that has been with us from now until, Lord Savior, now. Let us keep, Lord Savior, and not grieve that Spirit, Lord, as our prophet warned us, O God, that it's so easy, Lord Savior. Father, for the dove is timid, Lord Savior, and it's sensitive, Lord Savior, and does not want, Lord Savior, to be grieved, Lord. We want, Lord Savior, to treasure and to keep you, Lord Savior, here amidst us, O God. Keep us, Lord Savior, Father, that, Lord, we would come again, Lord Savior, when we come to service, Lord. Father, O God, with that same Spirit, Lord Savior, God. Oh, Father, lift us, Lord. Sweep over our souls, Lord. Oh, Father, raise us, we pray, even upon this time. Lift us, we ask, even upon this time. Oh, like a rushing, mighty wind, Lord Savior. Let, Lord Savior, your grace fall afresh, even upon each and every one of us, oh God. That, Lord, Father, we get, Lord Savior, the true meaning of life. Oh, that purpose that we are called to, Lord Savior, to live, Lord Savior. Oh, and breathe them. Lord Savior, just partake constantly, Lord, even of this nature. That, Lord Savior, is there present for us. The tree of life, Lord Savior, we pray. We thank you, O God. We are grateful, O God. For, Lord, not many are privileged to this, Lord, as that we are, Lord Savior, God. Not many, Lord Savior, have, Lord Savior, Father, oh, the ministry that we have to feed us, Lord Savior. Father, we just look to Thee and we ask Your grace. Lead us, O God, and let us, Lord Savior, oh, Father, as we would, Lord, return to our homes, we ponder, Lord Savior, these things, Lord, for these words are life, Lord Savior, to us. They, Lord Savior, give us, Lord Savior, Father, oh, precious Savior, that purpose that we are called for, Lord Savior. We bless You, we praise You, O God. We give You the glory, Lord Savior, God. We give You the honor, Lord Savior, God. Oh, Father, abide with us and abide in us, O God. And part with us, O God. Keep us, O God. Lord, You know, Father, the things that are before us, O God, the desires and wishes, the requests. Oh, Father, we just bring them constantly, Lord, Father, before Thee, O God. Raise Thee with us, Jesus. Thank you.
like to close off with our prayer requests. We'll ask Brother Faithful, maybe he could come to pray for us. Let me just say all the prayer requests we'd like to put before the Lord. Firstly, Brother Wilmore's away in Germany. Let's pray for the Lord to bless his business there this weekend. May the Lord really keep him and bless him. We've already heard the request concerning the sad story from Zimbabwe concerning the passing away of his relative, two of his relatives. Let's really pray for comfort upon the family. And then for this weekend, we have our meetings coming up. On Sunday evening, we have a meeting with the senior youth. We're discussing a lot of good things there. So let's pray about that one day. We'll ask our brother to put it before the Lord. Let's unite ourselves together. Then next week on Thursday, I'll be going with Brother Wilmore, Brother Greg. We're traveling to Poland, to Wolopetrovo. We were there last year to go and minister to the saints there. So please pray for us. We'll be away for the weekend. So next Friday is a special youth meeting. Brother Faithful is going to be taking a meeting here. So we really want to keep that one there in prayer and ask the saints to support that. I think it'll be a real blessing for Brother Faithful. He said maybe once a month we'll do a youth meeting on a Friday. So we encourage our young people to be in prayer. So encouraging to hear of our young people getting up early in the morning this week still and calling upon the name of the Lord. God bless them. And while you get up in the week that comes before, really pray for these meetings that are coming before, that the Lord will come and get deeper and closer and that his will be done. So please pray for those things there, Brother Faithful. So that's praying for Brother Wilmore, praying for his relatives, praying for our Polish trip. We really need the grace of God. Saints, we really need the leadership of the Lord in these things. You don't want to go somewhere and waste people's time. But when people invite you to come back, we were there last year, you really want to go. And I want to get enriched while I'm there, and I want to be blessed, and I want to bestow a blessing. So let's please pray for those things. Let's pray for the youth meeting. Let's pray for Sunday evening. This Sunday evening, we're discussing maybe having youth meetings in July, that sort of a time. So we've got some good thoughts about that. We've been discussing with the senior youth about evangelism, about doing some tracks. We've got some good ideas going on about that. So we want the Lord's will to be done. We want the Lord's hand and his blessing upon all that we do. Let's pray for the weekend services and for whatever other needs that there are. For Sister Comfort with her renewal of her visa. I know Brother Max has put that in the hands of the solicitors and stuff. Let's really pray for that, that the Lord will bless that as well and bring things through. And whatever else the Lord lays upon your heart, brother, maybe if you could come and ask our brother to put these things as we unite ourselves in faith in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we are saying thank you because you are good, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you because you are merciful, Lord. Father, you are not a man that you should lie, Father. Neither are you the son of man that you should repent of your word, Father, Lord God. Father, when your servant was preaching this evening, he said, oh God, we should ask for great things, oh God, Father, Lord God. And Lord God, I know that all the requests that have been asked, they are all great in their own right, oh Father, Lord God. But none is too hard for you to do, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Because you are God, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no limit to who you are, oh Father. And there is no limit to what you can do, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I was reading the other day, and Abraham says that he is living a million miles below his God-given privileges, oh Father, Lord God. I wonder how many miles I'm living. Maybe I'm living a billion miles below my God-given privileges. And if there is any request in my heart for this year, is that I should live within my privileges, oh God, Father. Because if I can live within my privileges as a son of God, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, something is going to happen, oh Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, why should we continue to live with, oh Lord, below our privileges when you have made it possible for us to live, oh God, within our privileges, oh God, as children of God, as sons of God and as daughters of God, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your servant that you've used, oh God. We know that virtue has gone out of his body, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. We know the toil, oh God, it has on the human body for one to speak under the anointing, even for just 1 minute, oh God, Father. It takes a great toil on the human body, Father. But Lord, we pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, you will replenish strength to your servant, Lord, that you will see your servant through, oh Father, Lord, and you give him, oh God, revelation upon revelation. revelation, oh God. It is just dawning in my heart, oh God. Father, why do we drink sparingly, oh God? When you, oh God, have this in your, oh God, in large quantities, oh Father, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we don't just want revelation, oh God. We want revelation after revelation. We don't just want your power, Lord. We want power after power. We don't just want one experience with God that we'll be talking about for 10 years. No, we want experiences after experiences, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. That anytime people come around us, Lord, our life will be filled with testimonies after testimonies, oh God, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift our brother Wilmer into your hands, oh dear Lord, Father, Lord God. You know your servant, oh Father, how he labors, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, bringing the word, oh God, for your people, Lord. Where he is, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you will be with him, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you bring him back safely, Lord Jesus Christ, and that you would make, oh God, whatever he went for a success, oh God. Not just a success, Lord, but a tremendous success, oh God. That he will be recommended as the best that they can find around the world, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father, Lord Jesus. Father, in everything you say, we should give thanks, oh God, Father. Even if it grieves the heart in this path of the resurrection, Lord, we see that our loved ones parting away, Lord. Father, we pray, oh God, that you grant grace to those that, oh God, have lost, oh God, the loved ones. And you grant grace to the church, oh Father, is my humble prayer, Lord God. Lord Jesus Christ, this weekend we commit into your hands, Lord. Lord, we know that something is about to happen. We know that there is a revival that is breeding up in the hearts of the young people. We could feel the steam of it, oh God. We don't need to see everything about it, but we know when we see the cloud like a man's hands, we know that it is going to rain. When we see the young ones, oh God, waking up to pray, oh Lord, I know something is fixing to happen. When we see the elderly ones who come on a Friday and the church is almost filled with people, we know something is about to happen. And we know that Satan will not be happy about this. So Lord, we pray, oh God, that you block away every Satan, oh God, Father, Lord God. That you will keep on to stir the hearts of the young ones, oh Father, Lord God. That Lord, you will usher us into your greatness, into your power, Lord God. We commit this weekend into your hands, Lord. Father, Lord God, the services on Sunday, Lord, may you be with the song leader, be with the musician, be with the technicians, be with everyone in your presence, Lord. Be with the preacher, Lord Jesus Christ. Even in the evening, Lord, we pray that as we gather, oh God, as young people, oh God, to seek a way forward, oh God, to move the kingdom of God forward in our day, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. To do the great end time evangelism, Lord, that, Lord, you would help us, Lord Jesus, that nothing will be done out of the flesh, oh God. Nothing will be done just for doing sake, oh God, but everything will be done by your spirit, Lord. Father, we pray, oh God, for our pastor and the brethren that will be traveling to Poland, oh Father, Lord, to be, oh God, of service, Lord. We pray along the line, may you make them to be of a blessing, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. May it not be their ministry, Lord, but may it be the ministering spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh God, speaking through them, oh God. May even the conversations that they will be having, Lord, amongst themselves, the fellowship, may it be anointed, oh Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Not just the preaching, oh Lord, even the fellowship may it be anointed. Even the song service may it be anointed. Even the shaking of the hands, oh God, of the brethren, may it be anointed. Even their shadows, may it heal the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, Lord, I commit my humble self into your hands, oh God, this Friday, Lord Jesus Christ, praying that you would help me, Lord. You take me out of the way, oh God. Take me out of the way and just use me in your own way, Father, Lord God. We commit, oh God, Father, the Sunday service, oh God, that we follow, Lord, oh God, into your hands. May everything be done according to your will, Lord. Father, we commit our sister Comfort into your hands, oh God. Father, we could see, oh God, the testimony of our brother, Brother Clayton, oh God, my very good friend, oh God. And we could see sister that she's come back here now, Lord God. His wife is here with him, oh God. Lord, that was a prayer at a time, oh God, but you brought it and made it a manifestation, oh God. If you could do that, you could do this one for our sister Comfort. We use it as a wave shift and say, Lord, look at what you've done in time past, and we believe you that you're going to do it for our sister, oh Father, Lord Jesus. Sister Comfort, receive your visa in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh Father, Lord God, we bless your holy name, Lord. Father, whatever needs are in the hearts of your people, Lord, may you bring it to pass according to your will, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Most importantly, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, take away our weaknesses, oh Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to have 80-20, Lord. We don't want to have 70-20. We don't want to have 90-10. We don't even want to have 99-1. We want to have 100% of your power and of your spirit and zero of anything of the world, oh Father, Lord God. Keep us humble, Lord. Keep us obedient, O God. Help us, Lord, as we go our way. Lord, may you see us through. Bring us back, O God, safely. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Just to say thanks to Brother Max. It was a blessed word, blessed time. Oh, Brother Max, we look forward to part two. May the Lord richly bless you indeed. Safe journey to everybody. Let's sing one more as we dismiss. And may the Lord bless you until we meet on Sunday by the grace of God. Amen. And thank you, Brother Jess. Amen. Appreciate it, Brother. Amen. We really do.
My boat of life sails a troubled sea whenever there's a wind.